The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott, this is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio right here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Linda will be a little bit later. Today, the 17th of December, 7:05 in the morning, and the news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, Caring Compassion Community. Shasta Regional Medical Center, David's at the helm. Ben's in there learning the job. So, good morning, buddy.
Yeah, I quizzed him this morning. He's doing good.
Okay, quizzed him.
Yeah. Got 100% on his quiz.
Okay. We have a national day today?
Yes, it is. We got a couple.
Okay.
National Say It Now Day. Okay. So this is where you want to make sure you show gratitude and tell all your friends and loved ones how much you express. You express to them how much you care and how much,
well,
how great
you
are.
That's cool. That's not like...
Say it now.
That's
so.
Not like... Yeah.
Carl, you're a great boss, great leader, and I'm glad to be here.
And your point, man, when we have homeless sleeping outside our door.
Yes,
right?
Sir.
There we go. Well, you know what, David? We are blessed to have the people we have working with us, and that's why I say it. I hate to even use the word working for us. It's working with us. And today, when we had, as I walked in, we had a young man had a sleeping bag and all of his stuff out there behind the door where we come in. I said, David, we need to have this fellow move. You know, it's time to get up, wakey, wakey. And Dave went and started right out there, and I thought, So I just, I was your backup man on that. So young man gotten off the bus from someplace. Ends up behind our business today, sleeping. He was tired. And I said, you coming here? He said, no, he's on his way to Eureka. And so with that, when he said he was on his way to Eureka, I told him how to get down the Good News Rescue Mission. He wanted a ride. He kind of hinted, but that wasn't going to happen. But we did give him a cup of coffee. Wakey, wakey, here's your coffee. Get the hell out of here. Okay. No, we didn't say that. We were all nice about it. It's time to go. Okay. The weather today, dense fog, patchy dense fog before 10 a.m., otherwise cloudy, then gradually becoming sunny today with a high near 56. Partly sunny tomorrow and tomorrow night. Thursday, mostly sunny. Friday, just a 10% chance of showers and mostly cloudy. Showers on Saturday, Sunday, and starts clearing up Sunday night. Monday, I say that, it says showers likely. So I know that showers and rain is really good for us up in the North State. Recharges the water systems. Fills up Lake Shasta. But we need like 2 days a week, and it looks like it's only going to be one, maybe one and a half. We need sun to go out there and replenish our souls. Otherwise, it's just gray out there. And the temperatures are going to be just like we've been having, low 60s during the day, mid-40s at night. So the weather reports, though, are always brought to you by a spot of light and sun, and that's Shasta Gas Propane. Shasta Gas Propane is a family-owned business, been in the business 30 years. They're into their third generation of the Kinney family running the business. They have discounts for seniors and veterans. They have other payment plans. It's a veteran-owned business, locally owned, locally operated, people of integrity. And they do take great care of their customers. They do treat them as friends. At Shasta Gas Propane, you can reach them at 530-365-3793. And I'm here. We had him on a few weeks ago. And there was so much information about climate change and all the changes in the rules that are going on. And you wouldn't think that this would be impacting on a business, but it does, and it impacts on us. And I'm talking about Rusty Savard and from Rainbow Hearth and Home. Complete Stove and Outdoor Essential Store. There we go. Good morning.
Well, good morning. Good morning.
How are you?
Doing the best I can.
Okay. Get in front of that and pull that down till it's comfy. There you go.
There you go.
Oh, perfect. Okay. Well, tell us a little bit, first of all, about Rainbow Hearth and Home, the business, and then how you got into that because you've been in this for a while.
We're just turning 35 years in the same spot, which doesn't happen very, very, very often in this town. But we got into it because I happened to like pellet stoves when they first came out and just kind of glommed onto that technology, and it just kind of flowered into everything else we do, which has to do with fire on your hearth. We call it the friendly fire, of course.
But
we do everything that's related to fire in your home, aesthetically, efficiency, you name it, that's kind of what we do. We are a family-owned business, started out in 1990, a little bit before that, but that's when we actually officially opened up the doors, and it just have grown ever since.
Well, how'd you get into it, though?
Well,
is kind of a niche market here.
So here's the funny thing about this. I actually was working for a radio station in 89 and 90. Selling radio advertising.
Around here?
Around here, yeah. And I walked into a business on Airport Road. They had just opened up the doors. And again, I knew nothing about what I was walking into whatsoever. But I spent about 3 hours there trying to convince the person that had literally opened up his doors a week and a half prior to buy some radio advertising with me. And by the time I had left, I had bought a pellet stove and he hadn't bought a thing from me. So that's kind of how that all started. It was an opportunity that opened up a door that I had no idea what it was going to lead to.
Mm-hmm.
But that's kind of how it started. It was kind of a...
And you kind of followed him in this? And
well, it, long story short again, I mean, it was about 2 weeks later I had come back one more time that he had cared to see me because I was back a lot. I was asking a lot of questions. And he looked at me and says, why don't you just buy this store? I said, you just opened it up not less than a month ago. He says, yeah, but I opened up three all at once. And I said, I shouldn't have done that. So he sold that store to me in literally the beginning of 1990. Uh-huh. And that's kind of how it started. And I just glommed on.
You went in there to sell him advertising. You ended up buying a pellet store, so you're in the hole right there.
I did.
And then when you went back again, then you bought the business.
I did.
Essentially.
I mean, it really wasn't established. I bought the thought of it because I saw what it was, the promise of it, if you will.
Yeah.
And it just blossomed from there.
Was there any other businesses like that here in Reading?
There were four prior, above and beyond that. And, you know, of course, family being what they are, everybody was trying to talk to me out of it, including my wife. But I knew there was something there. And it just came down to the fact that if somebody was going to be good at this particular profession, why not us? And that's just where we took it.
Well, you know what? You are like so many entrepreneurs, you know. Did Reading need another radio station? You know, for some reason we thought it did. And, over the weekend we celebrated, our anniversary and going into our 16th year, starting our 16th
Outstanding.
Year.
Outstanding.
Yeah. I had to add it all up my fingers. And, so that was on our 15th year. And, I mean, I understand this perfectly when you're saying, it's in your head.
Yeah.
And you have this confidence in yourself that you can make something of something. No, I mean, that's an entrepreneur at its very best.
I've always said to be an entrepreneur, you have to be willing to be penured upon. So.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we get penured a lot.
Yeah.
In the state, God bless them. You know, bless their hearts.
Bless them.
Bless their hearts. Yeah. You know, they're right in there. Okay. Hey, I'm here with Randy Savard from Rainbow Hearth and Home, and I just wanted to get that story. And that's a great story. I mean, I knew you'd had it a while, but I didn't know how you had gotten into it. So if you're out selling ads for radio stations, you might want to, beware. It could be a life change for you. So, okay, we got to take a quick break here. the people out at the Red Barn, Dick and Fran Wilkinson, this has been going on for decades. Every year, they collect thousands of dollars that goes right to the Salvation Army. And it is one of the best Christmas light displays in Reading. It's located on Barrel Court. And they're looking for candy canes, those 5-inch candy canes. And it's tax deductible. And a case of 36 boxes is $35. And so, what's that mean? It means that they can then give a candy cane to everybody that comes through, which is kind of a tradition with them. So, go down, and they have, by the way, they have these candy canes at the grocery outlet on Eureka Way. So, it's either 99 cents a box for 12 of them, or you get a whole case of 36 boxes for $35. And then you can drop them off at the Salvation Army at 2691 Larkspur Lane, right here in Reading. Get your receipt, and it's attached right off. They have collected well over $300,000 for the Salvation Army over the years, and it just gets bigger every year. So, big shout out to them, Dick and Fran Wilkinson, but here's your way you can help. So, get those candy canes, drop them off at the Salvation Army, or you can just take them over to 3187 Barrel Court to their house and drop them off there. Okay, we'll be right back with Rainbow Hearth and Home.
Hello, I'm Patrick Jones from Jones's Fort Gun Shop, serving Shasta County for over 50 years. As Christmas and New Year's approaches, we at Jones's Fort would like to thank all of the men and women in the United States Armed Forces. Loyalty, duty, respect, honor, and integrity are just a few things that the U.S. military stands for. Jones's Fort salutes you.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Winter anxiety or stress got you down? Got a cough that just won't stop? On your second round of antibiotics? Or lost your taste and smell? Experience the ultimate in relaxation and wellness at Capturing the Essence Salt Cave in downtown Reading. We feature our salt cave that feels like the beach, our 10-minute knockout sessions, and our infrared saunas where you can burn 300 to 600 calories. You can breathe easier, clear sinuses, reduce pain, inflammation, and boost your immune system. It's perfect for kids, pregnant moms, and the whole family. And yes, we accept pets. Call us today at 530-338-2094. So if you're looking for the perfect gift, give a gift certificate to Capturing the Essence Salt Cave or visit the gift shop at 1506 Market Street to find health-wise gifts like the Genesis Stone, our salt packs, or the Essence of Renewal that helps to eliminate nerve pain. We're here to help. Call us at 530-338-2094. That's 530-338-2094. And give the gift of relaxation and wellness.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, We've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
If you're tired of artificial intelligence and dishonest news, tune in to Poke the Hornet's Nest every other Sunday at 8 a.m.
Join Nick Gardner and Doug Janke, two hosts who were educated at School of Hard Knocks. Get a layman's view of local government as well as our take on national and world events.
If you're woke, go back to bed. You won't like us. We believe there's a difference between a man and a woman, and I think you probably know what it is.
Tune in to Poke the Hornet's Nest every other Sunday, 8 a.m. here on KCNR1460.com, 96.5 FM, and 1460 AM.
Light my fire, and we're with Rainbow Heart and Home.
That's cool. I like it.
Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Four Winds Jewelry. Four Winds Jewelry is in the midst of a huge sale, their anniversary sale, 20% off. Linda was in there yesterday. I'm sure identifying some things that Rebecca might put aside, and said the place was very, very busy, but there's a reason for that. Again, they were annotated as best in the North State for this year, so that's 3 years in a row that Four Winds Jewelry has been best in the North State. And they are the only full-service jewelry store in Reading. They are locally owned, locally operated. They've been in the business over 30 years. And they have a wonderful selection of jewelry at very fair prices, very trustworthy. And then now you're getting 20% off everything in the store, I believe, at Four Winds Jewelry. And you get a chance to meet Leonard if you go over there this month, who started the store over 30 years ago. I can't recommend any other jewelry store. This is the only place that we shop, is at Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive, open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. And I'm here with Randy Savard and from Rainbow Heart and Home, and we're talking about how he got into business, where he actually was working for our sister station here 30-something years ago for Mike Quinn, who we bought our signal from, and ended up buying the business he went over to sell advertising to.
I did.
I think that's a great story. Oh, my gosh. Okay. So then, obviously, the business grew over the years.
That's an understatement, but yes, it did. Very much so. And we are broad spectrum, and when it comes to, we don't just do pellet stoves anymore. I mean, obviously, we're doing gas and electric, which is coming on stronger than I thought. But right now, which is something we've never done before, is our sales are 85% wood stove related, meaning that fireplaces, freestanding stoves, inserts, that type of thing. And back in the mid-90s, I mean, California tried their damnedest to push wood stoves out.
Right.
But they've changed their mind, and wood is good again. So,
well, now, we talked about that. And this, we did. This was my surprise, because I'd lived in Albuquerque, New Mexico. And if you know anything about Albuquerque, New Mexico, yeah, it's at a mile in elevation. But you're surrounded by, on three sides, by mountains, the Sandias, and then there's other mountains around there. And during the wintertime, everybody was burning pinyon. And, I mean, from all these fireplaces. And it would be like a dense smoke. I mean, it was like you couldn't see across the valley at all because of so much of wood smoke that they cut it back. They started putting a lot of restrictions on burning wood in your fireplaces. Now, this was back in the early 80s.
Well, they tried that here, too.
Okay.
They did try that. They just never went anywhere. We've stayed in contact with most of the air quality districts that we serve to make sure that what they understand, we understand, and what we understand, they understand. And one of the things that our federal government has actually done right, and it's very few, but I will give them this one. When they enacted the standards for wood stoves back in 1990, They did us a really good service, and the reason for that is because an open wood-burning fireplace can produce upwards to 80 to 150 grams per hour worth of smoke. Now, that's, to put that in relative terms, that's just quite a bit. It's a lot. And by today's standards, guys, this is, and it's really, really hard to explain the importance of this, but we have went from that to now a standard of 2 grams per hour. And it's extraordinary that these manufacturers have met this and they've done it.
Okay, so the big thing was, of course, is the wood smoke does put a lot of carbon
particulate
in.
Matter.
Oh, it does. Puts lots of carbon matter, yeah, in the air. We all know that. so they said, okay, look, we're going to cut out all the wood smoke. And then, though, the guys that do this, build these stoves, said we can do better.
Well, they were told they had to do better.
Oh.
Whether they wanted to do better or not, I'm not quite sure. But
I'm
sure
I like
they
to
did.
Think of it as that we can do better.
Yeah, which they did. They did. And then we've gone through several evolutions, but now we are looking at another new set of standards that are coming in next year that I'll be on a Zoom call learning about here in another couple months. But, so the wood stove industry has actually done good. We're taking tons and tons and tons of garbage out of the air.
Yeah. I need to apologize. I've been calling you Randy, and your name's Rusty.
I get called Randy all the time.
Well,
that's why
you
I
know
even,
what?
I don't.
I had a friend over yesterday. His name's Randy. He's got a beard. And for some reason, I'm just thinking Randy. And I've got your card here in front of me.
It was Rusty 4 out of 5 times.
Oh, it was?
Yeah.
Okay, so I did say Rusty.
Yeah.
But I do remember saying Randy. Okay, I got it. Okay, sorry, Rusty.
That's all right.
No,
that's
no,
right.
I know, but, you know, hey. Okay, so we've got wood stoves now that can compete as far as particulates.
Well, it's not that they're competing. They're staying under the federal mandated guidelines.
Okay.
So the how a manufacturer does it, there's a couple of different ways, is not as important as they are passing the required testing.
Okay.
So, and what I tell people quite often is, I said, you know, when you choose a device such as a wood stove, pellet stove, or whatever, you're choosing a look as well. One thing about wood stoves is if they pass the same test, which they are, I can't tell you that one wood stove is just, you know, head and shoulders better than another one. But when you look at the options now, such as wood-burning fireplaces, which have changed drastically, you can't just have that open wood-burning fireplace with the crackling sound anymore.
Right,
it's not
right.
That way anymore. But the wood stoves that were produced, the wood stove fireplaces, if you want to call them that, that are EPA certified, are doing a fantastic job. They look beautiful.
And they fit right into your fireplace.
Well, that's an insert. There's two different categories.
Oh, okay.
There's two different categories. When a new house is built, we put in a fireplace that we would call zero clearance, meaning that can just sit in a combustible framework. Inserts are something that would sit in an existing wood-burning fireplace. But the fireplace part of our business has grown tremendously because people are now, you know, trying to get away from gas. They're trying to get away from other forms of energy that they can control, such as wood. And that's why it's garnered such a huge following again. Huge following.
Well, you know, it just makes sense. And, you know, here's a renewable asset, one, and we all know it's renewable because the government's told us it's renewable.
That's right.
water's not renewable from the hydroelectric, but that doesn't make any difference because we're talking wood right now. But we have the cogen plants. We have all of these. It's a renewable asset that makes electricity. In this case, you can go from your gas insert fireplace to a wood insert fireplace.
In most cases, yes.
In
not
most
in all cases.
Cases,
yeah.
Because our house is an old house. I mean, built in the 40s. And it came with a fireplace. Well, somewhere along in there, from Rainbow Hearth, years before we ever moved.
Yeah, I think we
in.
Installed that stove.
Yeah,
in the house,
yeah, you guys installed it way before we ever lived there. It went to gas. So now, if we wanted to change that, and I'm going to wait for this answer after the break, but if we wanted to change that out, there's a possibility we could do that.
That's correct.
Okay. All right. Hey, this portion, we got to take a quick break here. This portion of the show brought to you by Maxwell Insurance and Financial. All of your insurance and financial needs under one roof. Judy Maxwell has been doing this since 1993 and been doing a great job. So it's two separate divisions under one roof, her insurance division and financial management. If you're looking with, you know, I've just watched how stock market's been going down steady for a week. I mean, it didn't seem like it, but it has. It's been 7 days. It's one of the lowest since 2016 as far as gains. So if you're looking for a second opinion on your retirement plans, your 401s, you might want to give Judy a call at 530-221-0441 for a free review and evaluation. And that's not just your financial matters, but what about your insurance? We know insurance has just been a heck of a problem here in California. So you might need that second opinion. Like I said, it's a free review and evaluation. Maxwell Insurance and Financial, located at 1378 Hilltop Drive. We'll be right back.
Turtle Bay's 5th annual Redding Garden of Lights is back for another fun-filled holiday season, open on select dates from November 22nd through January 5th. Featuring over 10 acres of outdoor illuminated gardens filled with 2 million lights, don't miss this year's new additions, including new light displays and premium ticket packages. Plus, holiday-themed food, drinks, music, glowing swings, model trains, and much more. Redding Garden of Lights is presented by Mercy Medical Center Redding. Buy tickets now at turtlebay.org.
Don't just watch the big game, be there.
Head down to Wind River Resort and Casino for our $50,000 Gridiron Glory Swipe to Win draw.
You and a friend could win the trip of a lifetime to witness the big game at Caesar's Superdome in New Orleans, Louisiana.
Swipe your River Club card daily to win free drawing entries or other instant prizes.
Weekly drawings every Thursday starting at 7 p.m.
Don't miss the final drawing on December 26th.
For complete details, visit windriver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN.
Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Hello, Northern California. This is Rollin with the Flag Center. With fire season clearly upon us, we're inviting you to join us in celebrating all police, firefighters, and first responders who keep us safe day and night through thick and thin. We salute you. The Flag Center keeps plenty of thin blue line and thin red line flags in stock. To get yours, stop by the Flag Center at 2124 Hilltop Drive or on the web at theflagcenter.com. Flags, flagpoles, and accessories since 1980.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
Looking for a unique gift this Christmas? Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage, and Collectibles in the Shasta Gateway Center on Highway 273 in Anderson has distinct treasures to choose from, including Christmas decorations, vinyl records, DVDs, vintage toys, and antique jewelry, such as brooches and rings, necklaces, and bracelets. Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage, and Collectibles also offers vintage clothing and accessories, such as retro dresses and scarves, jackets and hats, along with vintage furniture, tablecloths, and silverware, cookware, and glassware. And don't forget Mantiques, including military memorabilia, camping and mining equipment, men's jewelry such as crosses and rings, sports memorabilia, and collectibles. Come find that perfect gift this Christmas at Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage, and Collectibles in the Shasta Gateway Center on Highway 273 in Anderson. Open Monday 10 to 6, closed Tuesday and Wednesday. Open Thursday through Saturday from 10 to 6 and Sunday noon to 5.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6:05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6:05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
Only want you, Christmas, babe. I don't need nothing else. I only want you, Christmas, babe. It's high rhythm.
Good morning and welcome back to Free Fire Radio right here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. This portion of the show brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank, our local bank here in town. They're great people, local board of directors. There's only four branches. One in Red Bluff, two right here in Redding, and one down in Anderson. And they are out there to help our community, and they're doing a great job. And it's not just it's a community bank. They've won awards from national-level awards for being one of the best small banks in the nation. That's Cornerstone Community Bank. You know, we do business there, and we're real happy with them. If you want more information, just stop by one of the branches or go to bankcornerstone.com. And you won't be sorry. Cornerstone Community Bank. And I'm here with Rusty Savard and he and his wife, Teresa, have Rainbow Hearth and Home. It's been there for 35 years.
35 years.
35 yeah. years. And he never even walked into the business to sell advertising for this station, not our station, but this complex in here where Mike Quinn had it. Ends up buying a stove, gets no advertising from the guy, comes back again, ends up buying the business 35 years ago, and it's just done very well. I just got to keep spreading that story. You know, see, it can happen to everybody.
It can happen, yeah.
But I tell you what, you kind of like glossed over the amount of hard work, the amount of times that you didn't get a paycheck, but your people did and all that. Now, when we left, we were talking about, you know, when our house was built, it was for a fireplace. And then years later, you all, Rainbow Hearth and Home, put in a gas insert, the gas pipe and all that kind of mm-hmm. stuff, which has been going on, been now, gosh, I don't know, 25 years. I don't, it's got to have been in there a long time. And then when you came in on the other day, you talked about how there's been such advances in the in wood burning stoves, being able to kind of recirculate the smoke or the way that they're built. That you're having it's people are coming in and buying the wood inserts or wood stoves. So tell me if we could get one in our house, what would have to happen for a wood insert?
So that's a good question because we don't necessarily just tell you when you come into our store and we're yeah. looking at what you'd like. I won't tell you you can have this until I see your particular application in
yeah.
person.
Yeah.
There's a lot of things that would prevent us from putting in a wood insert into somebody's fireplace. But we look at everything before we do
it. What are some of the things that could prevent it?
Well, there are two different types of wood-burning fireplaces. You have a traditional masonry fireplace, which is brick and mortar.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have what we call a factory-built fireplace, which is a big metal can with round pipe on it. We won't put inserts in those.
Okay.
It's a problem. But a traditional wood-burning masonry fireplace, yes, we can do that all day long. And that does fix a lot of problems for some people who have a questionable safety issue with an open wood-burning fireplace. Putting an insert in there generally fixes that problem.
Well, to me, that seems like you don't have the sparks jumping out. You don't
correct.
Have the you just got the fire going at night. You know, now it's self-contained.
You know, there was I was a big fan of a TV show called MythBusters. Love that show. They actually did a segment on something that I knew very well was happening, and it's if you use an open wood-burning fireplace, it will actually lower the overall temperature in your house when in use. And it's just because of the amount of draft or air that a fireplace will take, and it just starts robbing the whole house of the existing heat in the farther portions of the house.
And I've heard that.
Yeah,
I've heard
and, it that. And it actually works. So with a wood stove, that goes away. But yeah, so the wood stove industry itself has gone through a a morphing, if you will. I mean, we went from fireplace or wood-burning stoves that had no glass doors. That's how they first started, to beautiful, you know, and like we said, some of our manufacturers have coined the phrase, we are a piece of furniture that happens to burn wood.
Okay. Yeah,
so they've melded both as best we can. Some do a little bit better on the efficiencies and creature comfort. Some look a little nicer to some people. But it's, we generally have something that will fit most everybody's needs.
Okay. So we're looking at a, say, an insert that goes into the fireplace. Mm-hmm. And then you've got the glass there in front, mm-hmm. so you can see the fire.
Correct.
And then you've got some way of propelling the heat out.
Generally, they're equipped with fans.
With fans. Mm-hmm. Okay. And that's the kind we have on the on our gas one. It has fans. It blows it out. So this would be the same thing. But it doesn't blow out smoke. It just blows out the heat.
Correct. So in most cases, regardless if you get a wood, pellet, gas, and now electric. Electric's coming on, like I was saying before.
Yeah.
They all are fan equipped. You can't just put something in a hole in a fireplace and expect it to do well. You've got to have that fan to exhaust the heat. So, yeah, they all do very, very well.
So you can have a pellet stove if you're looking for heat, but if you want heat and kind of the ambiance, it would probably be a wood burning that you can
– Well,
or,
that, you
or,
know
– Or how does that look? I mean, so I haven't
honestly,
seen it.
That's in the eyes of the beholder.
Okay.
In the beginning, pellets were all the rage. This was back in the 90s. I mean, we did just 99.9% was pellet stoves. That changed throughout the years. Gas came on, mm-hmm. and then gas did very well throughout the 2000s. And now, the way that the green agenda is attacking gas, that is starting to go away. Mm-hmm. Not that it will go away, but that's why, you know, when the world goes to hell in a handbasket, as it is now, and we're just getting attacked on so many sides of some of our liberties, people run back to wood stoves in great droves because it is an independent source of heat. You can chop up the dining room table if you had to stay warm. So, yeah, we've not seen a resurgence in wood stoves like this ever. This is the first one.
Well, I think what's happening here is PG&E, which has a failed business plan. You know, somebody came in and
they are my best customer. they bring me more business than anybody else.
Oh, I see
else.
What
yeah.
you're saying. They're your best advertiser.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, and because of their business model is with so many people getting solar and using wood stoves and all this, it's a failed business plan because they've still got to keep the electricity going to everybody, but less and less people are using it because they've got solar because new houses have to have it, other people are buying it. So the only recourse they have is to pump up the price. So I've noticed that our gas price, our natural gas price, and we use it for, I think we've got one on-demand water heater. We have one part of the house is on that, on the gas, and then the fireplace and for cooking. And I've watched the my gas cost go up exponentially over the last 6 years.
And it used to be we were paying around 40 to 50 cents a therm. Now we're paying close to $2 a therm.
That explains it.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, and if you've got your dishwasher and your laundry and your clothes washer and dryer hooked to that, or for, at least for hot water, yeah, you're using gas to heat the water.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Okay. So, the insert, you find out, yes, we can put the insert in, and then you put the insert in. What has to be done after that? I mean,
well,
it's more than just kind of like, oh, here you go.
It used to be that simple. It used to be, but not anymore. No, we have to follow a certain set of guidelines. You know, your safety, you know, we won't have it in your house unless we'd have it in our house exactly the same way. That's kind of our credo.
Okay.
But yeah, there's a lot we have to do. One of the things is putting in an approved liner, which is really, really, really important. So when we install a wood insert in somebody's fireplace, or mind you, I don't care if it's pellet, wood, or gas, doesn't really matter. They all have their own liners, which supersedes the enclosure of the existing tile flue that was there if there was a problem. So that's why I say it does fix a lot of problems if your clay liner has cracks or is mm-hmm. has a problem in it. So, but the liner part of this is just as important to me as the wood insert that somebody chooses, because that's the safety part of it.
Okay, so that contains everything, it doesn't get loose.
Yep.
Okay.
That is correct.
Hey, I'm here with Rusty Savard from Rainbow Hearth and Home. We're talking about this huge influx of people wanting to have wood inserts or wood stoves put in their homes. One, it gets them off the PG&E breast. The other is that it's a renewable asset that you can say, well, I'm using wood for this. And you can go out and get your own wood, as far as that goes, or you can buy it some places. And it provides a great deal of heat coming out of here. Every place I've been, they've got that thing going. It's, you have to, damp it down a little bit, if you get anybody in there.
And now there are monies coming to folks that, want to purchase these type of things from either grants, tax credits, or other. We're starting to see. It's even the federal government said, "Oh, hey, wood's good again, so let's
start giving us some tax credits."
Exactly. Yeah.
Well, it makes a little more sense than tax credits for other things. You see, okay, we got to take a break here. Hey, if you're looking for the perfect, let me tell you, if you're looking for the perfect Christmas present for your family, go to ReadingRodeo.com and buy tickets for this coming year's rodeo, the 77th rodeo, down at our rodeo arena right here in Reading, that's getting ready to sign a 25-year extended lease. Friday and Saturday night sell out. Wednesday and Thursday, you're close to selling out. So imagine, just say, hey, we're going to go to rodeo this year. Go to readingrodeo.com. Don't go anywhere else. Go to readingrodeo.com and buy your tickets. Other places will charge you more, and in some cases, we found out last year, they sell you fake tickets. So readingrodeo.com is the way to go. And the box office is open, and you can do it online. Just go to readingrodeo.com and buy your tickets for a great, great family event. And we'll be right back with Rainbow Hearth and Home.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
We'd like to thank the Reading Rancheria for all their community support, including the bike shop. They do so much for our community, and we're beyond grateful.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Rancheria. You are the ones we can always count on to help us out in tough times. They're the people that have always been there for us, much more so than anyone else in our community. Thank you from the bottom of our hearts.
Reading Rancheria. Proud to play our part.
Are you ready to roll the dice and hit it big? Get down to Wind River Resort and Casino and take your shot at the brand new craps table.
Feel the excitement, the thrill, the rush.
Whether you're a seasoned player or just getting started, craps has something for everyone.
Pass line,
hard way,
come hit your point and win big.
Roll in to Wind River Resort and Casino today. Your luck starts here. For complete details, see windriver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Woman. Hey friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor. Padron 60th Anniversary. My new personal favorite, starting with an exclusive Perfecto shape, handcrafted by one master roller using only the finest tobaccos from Nicaragua. After 60 years of excellence, this cigar is Padron's masterpiece. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Cornerstone Community Bank is proud to partner with KCNR for Operation Holiday Salute. We'd like to express our heartfelt gratitude to veterans and active duty service members for their dedication and sacrifice. Cornerstone Community Bank offers personal and business banking solutions tailored to fit your unique needs. We invite you to experience the warmth of banking with us. Visit one of our four branches in Reading, Anderson, or Red Bluff, or online at bankcornerstone.com. Cornerstone Community Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
At Greg's Pump and Well Service, we believe integrity is the cornerstone of everything we do. This month, we proudly salute our armed forces and first responders, those who embody true service, dedication, and integrity. When you choose us for your pump and well needs, you're choosing a company that shares those same values. Thank you for your service. Let us serve you with pride. 530-282-5395. Call us at 530-282-5395, license 109-0355.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Mimi Mosley here from Mosley Family Sellers. We'd just like to thank Redding Rancheria for their generous gift to us. It was so helpful and helped to keep us alive.
Hi, I'm Shelby Mahara with Squishy Doodle Face Painting, and I just wanted to say a huge thank you to Redding Rancheria for all of their support. They always help the community and always help to take care of us when they can.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. With Carl and Linda Bott. Linda will be in here in a little while. Today, the 17th of December, 7:51 in the morning, and 44 degrees out there. And it's supposed to start clearing off today. It's supposed to. And we get some sun later on this week. Hey, if you're thinking about purchasing an electric vehicle, Redding Electric Utility has rebates available that can help offset the cost of your vehicle and charging station. Visit cityofredding.org/EV for more information about local, state, and federal rebates available. Okay, I'm here with Rusty Savard from Rainbow Hearth and Home. 35 years in the business. Bought it against his wife's wishes.
I think that is still her point.
She's happy now, though.
Well, we'll see.
We'll see. It's been 35 years, Rusty. Hey, look, Newsom, Governor Newsom was up here, and, you know, I don't agree with much of what he does, but his proposals that came out yesterday, if indeed it's true, about really stepping up and helping people that not get that college degree, but get that technology and the service industry certificates. And we're talking about people, mechanics, welders, drivers, logging, all of these things. If what he says is true and it's pushed in that way, what kind of impact do you think that would have on our industry up here in the North State?
You know, I'm sure you know who Mike Rowe is. Huge advocate of Mike Rowe's policy, if you want to call it that, of trade.
Absolutely, the trade industry.
Yeah,
so important.
Yeah, the blue collar is a huge underserved.
Underappreciated
category in our workforce, and just like us, you know, my particular profession is just terribly underserved, and we have to train everyone that comes in, which is fine, but yeah, I mean, if we took our time and concentrated on the trades, we'd be in a much better spot than we are now.
Oh, of course,
yeah. So,
well, let me give you an example of this. We do business with Rusty. I mean. And I'll tell you why, is our gas insert fireplace, after all this time, ceased. And so, of course, we came to Rusty. And the amount of work talking to your people that you have, I mean, you're backed up.
We are.
Several weeks. Yeah. I mean, the because you don't have the technicians, enough technicians, even though you've got a number of them, because of this. And this is part of that shortage in our service industry.
Yeah, and it's, I believe that if we had the emphasis on folks learning how to weld, you know, learning how to do these technical trades,
yeah,
we would be in such a better place today. But it's not that way. And Newsom, I'm hoping, is trying to.
It sounds like he'd like to see that happen. Now, of course, the devil's
sound bites and policies,
yes,
are two different things.
The devil's in the details about getting this thing done. They're talking about starting in high school. When I went to high school, we had auto shop,
metal shop, wood shop. Yeah.
We had all that.
That's
what and
did.
People that were not going to go on to college got their start there. And then now with the apprentice things on, you know, people can become apprentices and earn a living while they're learning their job. But I just saw a big article in the newspaper this weekend. Because but the ones that are in there now, the guys that are working now, they're getting kind of burnt out and they're tired, even with these new ones coming in. So mm-hmm. It's, yeah. And you wonder why the price of things have gone up. And why it takes so long. We don't have the trades out there, enough of them.
Well, I hope that's turning around. I really do.
Yeah. Well, Shasta College has got a great programs going out there. But for your industry, you literally have to train them from scratch.
Our industry has its own organization that helps NFI, National Fireplace Institute, helps uh-huh. train. But again, you just there's a learning curve, and it takes about a year. You know, and some of us don't have that time to wait. So
yeah.
we do the best we can. I've got a good staff. I really am happy and lucky about that. I've got a good staff. I got guys that know what they're doing.
Well, you know what? That's and you've got. I think one of your guys told me that they had to go through and fix every one of them. You know, I have to know how to fix every one of these different types, and there'll be things that that you do to make them find it.
I don't do that so much anymore, but that's yeah, but that's true.
Maybe when you're older, guys,
we did do that. Yeah.
Well, you know, then you look at like Edgewood Plumbing. He learned it. I hope I have the right name. Learned it in the Navy. He learned plumbing in the Navy, and now he has built himself his business. He's got running six trucks right now, and it's the same thing for him. Mm-hmm. Trying to find the people. I mean, and they're good paying jobs. They, you know, you don't have $200,000 worth of college loans out there. You walk into a good paying job. If you're really, you know, if you're good at it and you've got a good head for business, then you can open up your own business later on. Those kind of things. I mean, there's just so many things. I just hope that Newsom follows through with this.
I do too. I really do.
Really do. So now, how do people, Rusty, get a hold of you? Because we are, you know, since you've been on the show, I'm really interested in the that wood burning insert, you know, because I love to see that fire. And,
sure.
And, you know, there's something about having a fire, even though the gas fireplace, you know, there's little flickering things, to have something like that. How do people get a hold of you?
So there's a couple of ways, but the website, rainbowstoves.com, pretty much shows all our wares and all our...
Which I'm on right now, and you're right.
And you can give us a call at 530-223-6833, or you can stop by the store at 20181 Charland Drive, which is a mile south of Highway 44, right off Airport Road.
Boy, some of these are just beautiful. I'm looking at them right now on the different things, the different fireplaces, freestanding fireplaces. And
you know, I used to say one thing, and I cannot say that. And that this is that Reading used to be what I call a belt buckle town. Anything that I had to sell had to match that belt buckle. it's not that way anymore.
No.
And that's why you see what you see.
Yeah.
As you know, it's not just a wood stove town anymore. By no means.
Okay. So head on down to Rainbow Hearth and Home at 20181 Charlene Drive. It's right off Airport.
Right off Airport Road, about a mile right south there. Of 44.
Yeah, go down and talk to Rusty or Teresa. All right. Thanks a lot, buddy, for being with us.
I
Merry
appreciate
Christmas.
It. Yeah, Merry Christmas to you guys, too.
Okay, we're going to take a break from the news and come back with Home Helpers.
KCNR, Shasta Redding.
Breaking news this hour at townhall.com. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Consumers stepped up their spending in retail stores last month. The Commerce Department says retail sales were up by 0.7% in November. New poll shows Americans ending 2024 with something of a grim economic outlook, even though Republicans are more optimistic for 2025.
A new poll finds Democrats feeling more pessimistic about the U.S. economy after Donald Trump's victory. Republicans still dour about the current state of the economy, but hopeful growth will be stronger next year when the president-elect returns to office.
And that is Julie Walker reporting. Republican Senator Tom Cotton of Arkansas says the administration has not been forthcoming about those numerous drone sightings.
The briefings we have received on those committees about this matter are as unsatisfactory as everything you've seen from the White House at their briefing podium. And it's not just drones in New Jersey. You've probably seen the news, Hugh, that there have been numerous drones over, for instance, Langley Air Force Base in Virginia, where we have some of our most advanced fighters.
Senator Tom Cotton of Arkansas made those comments on the Salem Radio Network. The government is issuing new rules about safety belts in passenger vehicles. We get more on that from correspondent George Williams.
A warning sound will now be required if those riding in the front and rear seats are not buckled up. The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration finalized the rule Monday, which will also require longer warnings applying to unfastened front seat belts. Changes applying to the front seat will take effect September 1st, 2026, with rear seat changes applying a year later in September 2027. The agency estimates the new rule will save 50 lives per year and prevent 500 injuries. George Williams reporting.
More on these stories at townhall.com.
Our nation's problems have been building for the past 50 years, and they're not going away overnight, which is why we must prepare now for a financial collapse that will affect the entire economy. The good news is there's an easy way to do that. Hi, I'm Dr. Ron Paul, and I believe everyone should consider a gold IRA from Birch Gold Group to diversify their IRA or 401k. Gold is a proven bedrock in almost every kind of economy. To learn more, get a free info kit from my trusted friends at Birch Gold by texting the word PREPARE to 989898. Don't wait until decades of government irresponsibility comes crashing down on your retirement. Get your free info kit on gold IRAs from the Birch Gold Group now. Text PREPARE to the number 989898. That's PREPARE to 989898.
Lisa Dwyer reports on arrests made in connection to a deadly drone attack that killed three U.S. service members.
Two men, including a dual Iranian-American citizen, have been arrested on charges that they exported sensitive technology to Iran. Three U.S. soldiers from Georgia were killed in the January 28th drone attack on a U.S. outpost in northeastern Jordan. More than 40 others were also injured. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Donna Warder has a report on Americans' trust in the country's judicial system at a record low.
A new Gallup poll says that Americans' confidence in their country's judicial system and courts has dropped to a record low of 35% this year. Over the last 4 years, the U.S. saw a sharp drop of 24 percentage points. That sets the U.S. apart from other wealthy nations, where most people say they trust in their systems. Donna Warder, Washington.
Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. Wisconsin residents are mourning Monday's school shooting in Madison. Here's correspondent Jennifer King.
A teenage student opened fire with a handgun in a study hall at a small Christian school in Madison, Wisconsin Monday, killing a teacher and another teenager. The shooter died on the way to the hospital. Police say she apparently took her own life.
A second grade student called 911 at 10:57 a.m.
Madison Police Chief Sean Barnes.
Three people, including the shooter, are dead. The shooter has now been identified as 15-year-old Natalie Rupnow.
Six others were wounded, including two students who were in critical condition. I'm Jennifer King.
There are unconfirmed reports of casualties from a powerful earthquake on the Pacific island nation of Vanuatu. A tsunami warning was called off less than 2 hours after the quake itself. Communications, however, remained down for hours after the quake, making information scarce. More of these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning, and welcome back to Free Fire Radio, right here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM. And 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Bott. Linda should be, I don't know where she is. She said she was going to be here. I'm sure she's on her way. 8:05 in the morning, news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Caring, compassion, community. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Healing starts here. And now, drum roll, we have our newest producer in charge, Ben. Good morning.
Good morning, sir.
Whoa. So you have that turned on and everything.
Yeah.
Now, besides National, what was it? Say It to Somebody Day or something like that.
Say It Now Day.
Say It Now Day. Which, Linda's here because Buford the Wonder Dog just walked in. That means not say it like, I've been waiting to tell you this for a year. This is tell people that you care for, that you do care for them, that you let them know that, I love you and I love what you do and all these things. That's what National Say It Today is.
I like that.
Yeah. And,
I'm
just trying to, yep, there you go.
Okay. All right.
You got to have it one way or the other. Okay. You can't, it looks like your head blew up.
Oh, okay.
She's wearing
walked in.
She's wearing a tam.
You bought this for me in Scotland.
I did.
Yeah.
Yep.
You know, I had the old Santa thing on, have we introduced Sharon yet?
Not yet. We haven't gotten to the weather that you're supposed to be doing.
Okay,
I got the weather.
Good.
All right, today, it's supposed to start clearing up, my friends. Cloudy, it's a little bit of rain out there, but it's supposed to start clearing up this afternoon. It looks like tomorrow we're going to have partly sunny, and Thursday mostly sunny. Friday, sunny with a 10% chance of showers in the afternoon. Friday night showers likely. Saturday and Sunday showers and Monday showers. So as I said earlier in the show, it's good for us to have rain for 4 days a week. I'd like to have it rain in the evenings, and then during the days it'd be sunny, and then it just rain at night. Obviously, that's not getting through. So,
well,
the highs are going to be in the mid, the high 50s, low 60s, and nights the mid 40s. And weather reports always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Shasta Gas Propane out of Anderson, a family-owned business, been there in the business for 30 years, the Kenny family, and they're into their third generation of Kennys running that business. Chuck and Judy started this, like I said, 30 years ago. Great people. They take care of their customers. They have discounts for seniors and veterans. They do take care of their customers. They do treat them as friends. You can reach them at 530-365-3793.
And now, going to be heading out there today.
Our favorite people.
Yeah, speaking of.
One of our favorite people, yeah. Sharon Clark.
Sharon Clark is in the house.
She's back from home.
I usually don't come in on Tuesdays, but I had to be here.
Oh, I'm so glad.
I had to see you. Happy belated birthday,
the way. And happy holidays.
Yeah, and happy holidays. And
she came in here disguised.
Yeah,
I didn't dress up for you guys today.
it's radio, baby. And so I brought you in a poinsettia. I want to tell you that the story behind that real fast.
I love it.
That is not a store-bought poinsettia. That is a
seedling. We grew those in our backyard.
That is a seedling that was brought onto Shasta College for the horticultural area. And so we picked them up yesterday, and, they grow them. And so we love that whole, shop local, stay local.
Yes.
Because whatever we paid for the poinsettias yesterday goes towards Shasta College and their programs and so on and so forth. So it was just really cute to see the farm workers out there that actually live at the farm.
Wow.
And yeah, there's
the college students.
Right. Yeah, they're college students, and we love that. Yeah.
And they've all got a different group that they take care of. Some of them are taking care of the cattle. Some of them are taking care of the pigs.
They live there.
They live there. See, that's part of the deal. So they have a place to live, and, and but they take care of the farm. Which is a whole new a whole other show.
Yeah.
But I
love that the story behind this. And it's like a pink.
Yeah,
color.
It's pink. Yeah, and anyway, so Sharon, we are celebrating our 15th anniversary.
And I'm celebrating my 20th.
And that's exactly. Mm-hmm. You have been somewhere, somehow in the thread of our KCNR growth and our family. And we so love you, and we love your integrity and all the things that you've built and you stand for.
Thank you.
Yeah, and so we think about you a lot during the holidays especially.
Well, we're both still standing.
Yeah, we're both still standing in
small
business. And I mean, any kind of, Mother's Day, when you're going to go see your family, we start thinking about...
We're going to talk about that.
Yeah, and what it is to have, a lot, like what you've talked about, you can't wait till it's an emergency. Well, you can't. I mean, some people do wait till it's an emergency or a catastrophe, and they don't really know what to do, and there's no plans, and et cetera. But being that it's the holiday season, and we're going to visit family, when I say we as a community, go to visit our family and maybe see things that are changing.
Absolutely.
Well, that's what we're going to talk about when we get a chance here after the break. But the thing that Sharon said to me, when we first started our business.
Oh, gosh. Hopefully it was good.
No, it was absolutely inspiring.
Okay.
When you said the people that have taken a step off the sidewalk.
Oh, yeah, stepping off the curb.
Stepping off the curb to get in this.
You hope you don't get hit by a Mack truck.
Yeah. Like the gentleman right here before you, Rusty Savard and his wife, he used to sell advertising out of this station, not our station, but this complex for Mike Quinn.
Right.
Wow. Went down to this guy that started this business. I mean, he just started it to sell him advertising. The guy ends up selling him a pellet stove and not buying any advertising. And he just became enamored with it, went back, kept asking questions. And the guy said, well, look, why don't you just buy this place? And he said, you just opened it. He said, I opened up three of them. That's too many. And he bought that place.
What a great story.
It's a great place. Rainbow Hearth and Home, 35 years ago, bought it. He stepped off the curb. Mm-hmm. And if you're an entrepreneur, if you have your business, and God knows this nation is built on the backs of small businesses, you know what we're talking
about.
And not
everybody has the substance for it. Not everybody has the passion for it. Not everybody has the creativeness to survive the low times.
Oh my God.
When you're pacing the middle of the night, figuring out how you're going to survive, I've been through all of those moments, as we all have in the beginning. And then, you start creating a revenue for yourself, and then all you worry about is losing that revenue, and now you're responsible for other people and their jobs and their families. And the pressure just builds. And,
it does, and COVID didn't do anybody any favors,
and we
know what it's like to, we just always want to make sure our staff is taken care of before we are. It's almost you feed the baby before you feed yourself.
Put the oxygen mask on.
That's right.
Anyway, that's when we first met Sharon so many years ago.
Yeah.
And we just think the world of her and home helpers. And we're going to take a break, and we're going to come back, and we're going to start talking home helpers and things that we as families need to be aware of.
Absolutely. I'll give you all the tips.
Yeah, good. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Shasta Regional Medical Center has something called the Watchman. It's the only hospital in the North State providing the Watchman. It's a one-time, minimally invasive heart procedure for people with arterial fibrillation who need an alternative to blood thinners. And it's inserted into your heart, and people get off blood thinners. More than 150,000 people have left blood thinners behind with Watchman. Visit the website for Shasta Regional Medical Center and learn about it. They do them over there all the time, along with things like the TAVR valve replacement. I mean, we're talking cutting-edge technology over at Shasta Regional Medical Center that's very successful in keeping people healthy. We'll be right back after these messages.
As part of Operation Holiday Salute, Reading Kia would like to express our gratitude to our veterans and those currently serving our country. Since 2006, Reading Kia has striven to be the premier auto dealership in the North State. There's always a military incentive rebate on all new 2025 Kias at Reading Kia. Test drive a 2025 Kia Sorento today. Tis the season of new tradition sales events at Reading Kia, 418 East Cypress Avenue, ReadingKia.com.
Hello, I'm Patrick Jones from Jones's Fort Gun Shop, serving Shasta County for over 50 years. As Christmas and New Year's approaches, we at Jones's Fort would like to thank all of the men and women in the United States Armed Forces. Loyalty, duty, respect, honor, and integrity are just a few things that the U.S. military stands for. Jones's Fort salutes you.
Considering the purchase of an e-bike, why not get more bang for your buck? Reading Electric Utilities e-bike program offers $1,000 towards an e-bike and $150 towards a lock and helmet for income-eligible applicants. With gas and car prices on the rise, there's no better time to take advantage of the new cycling connections in Reading. Join the movement to save some green while going green. E-biking means more fun, more trails for your tires, and more smiles per mile. Find out if you qualify at cityofreading.org/rebates.
Looking for a unique gift this Christmas? Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage, and Collectibles in the Shasta Gateway Center on Highway 273 in Anderson has distinct treasures to choose from, including Christmas decorations, vinyl records, DVDs, vintage toys, and antique jewelry, such as brooches and rings, necklaces and bracelets. Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage, and Collectibles also offers vintage clothing and accessories, such as retro dresses and scarves, jackets and hats, along with vintage furniture, tablecloths and silverware, cookware, and glassware. And don't forget antiques, including military memorabilia, camping and mining equipment, men's jewelry such as crosses and rings, sports memorabilia, and collectibles. Come find that perfect gift this Christmas at Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage, and Collectibles in the Shasta Gateway Center on Highway 273 in Anderson. Open Monday 10 to 6, close Tuesday and Wednesday. Open Thursday through Saturday from 10 to 6, and Sunday noon to 5.
Alan Gordon, Coach Master Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs, and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Okay, Ben, from and I'm sure you're doing it correctly.
Thank you.
But always turn on my microphone first and then the other people after I come back in, because we get in discussions here that we turn them all on at the same time. Yeah, you know, it has nothing to do with the...
He'll get a rhythm.
Yeah.
And by the way, Ben, thanks.
Doing a good job.
You're welcome.
You're doing a good job.
Thank you.
Hey, 8:20 in the morning here on the 17th of December, and we're here with Sharon Clark, founder of the Home Helpers here in Reading about 20 years ago. Oh, over 20 years now.
Yep, 20 years and 5 months.
Congratulations.
20 years and 5 months. Well, what is Home Helpers, first
of all? So we are a non-medical home care agency. So when you have an aging loved one here in Shasta County that has started to decline, is needing some extra help in order to stay safely in their home, we will come out and do a free home assessment, evaluate their needs, and then we can assign caregivers to come in and help with things like light housekeeping and cooking and shopping and medication management and hygiene and laundry and all of the things, basically assisted living services, but we're bringing them into your private home. So it just really enables our seniors to stay in their home. And by the way, not just seniors, we have had new moms on bed rest with babies. We've had people going through cancer treatments that are weak and need assistance as they get their strength back, you know, hip replacement. If you're a single person in your 50s or 60s getting a knee replacement and you don't have family here, you don't want to, you know, engage friends in to help you with all of these services, we can come in for a temporary time and help you get back on your feet.
That's wonderful, because mm-hmm. there's a lot to the hip and the knee and the shoulder mm-hmm. replacements mm-hmm. that people don't really understand, mm-hmm. that like every 2 hours, every 4 hours,
right.
It's intense. Mm-hmm. I've not experienced it, but I have family members that have had several replacements.
Very mobility challenged for a while as far as getting meals and, you know, icing yourself and getting to the doctor visits for the follow-ups, all those things that you need, you know, a helper, basically.
It's surprising, you know, when I got hit by that car and I had a cast up to my knee, that how that slows you down for a couple weeks.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, because, you know, the agony of that and, you know, while it's, you know, you're getting over all that.
Mm-hmm.
And that having somebody there to just do the shopping,
mm-hmm.
you know,
mm-hmm.
and things like that is very helpful. But your other with the elderly, and we have elderly parents that can come in two or three times a week or more
mm-hmm.
to make sure is that the grocery shopping is done, the house is clean, and that kind of
medications
stuff.
Are medications, dispersed correctly.
Yeah, mm-hmm. that's a big thing, because a lot of them are on several medications, and are they taking them every day?
Right, and I think the last statistic I read was 65% of hospitalizations amongst the elderly were medication-related, either over or under prescribed.
They think, well, my doctor said not to take that, and everything these days, you're not seeing them in person. A lot of it's through email, and you know, it's so challenging.
Mm-hmm. mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah, and they're Skyping with people now. Yeah, there's a lot going on.
So telemedicine. And, you know, the other thing, too, is when my dad, toward the end of his life, he had like a shoebox full of medicine. And you cannot convince me that, and he saw, you know, numerous physicians.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, now that they've got everything hopefully on on the database, that they can look at it. And then your pharmacist has got to take a look at it and see, oh, can he take both of these?
Mm-hmm.
Because other doctors, for some reason, may have prescribed mm-hmm. him stuff. I always wondered about that, but that's one of the things that Home Helpers can do.
Right, and I mean, I always say,
and
I always say to families when you visit and you see these medication setups, and again, people can get really creative. They've numbered them, they've done this, they've done that. But I always say, have your loved one explain to you what they're taking and why, and the dosages, and then look at the bottles and be sure it matches. Like, can they explain it to you?
Yeah.
I had a lady years and years and years ago that had, like, this awful, awful back issue. And she had been prescribed something and wasn't working. And her daughter went in with her and went over her meds. And she was taking it weekly instead of daily. And the minute she started taking that medication properly, it did exactly what it was supposed to do. So if your loved one can't explain to you what they're taking and why and what the dosages are, whether it's daily or twice a day or every 12 hours, then it's time to kind of get involved and maybe set up some type of medication system, whether it's the weekly pill box, or there's even, you know, electronic ones now that pop out with the dose and beep until you take it. And because, I mean, especially like let's say you have a caregiving spouse. Sometimes you have someone helping their husband. It's really tough to manage the meds for both of you.
Right.
A lot of times the person who's caregiving will not be managing their own meds properly because they're so worried about
exactly.
their loved one. And so just having that off your plate and having someone filling that person's meds or doing the because they can make sure when that machine beeps and the meds come out that their husband takes them, but they're not filling it and worrying about it and setting their watch and all of that because it's so much going on.
That's really interesting. I've read something about that. There was a young man or a young team that tried, you know, to put something together like that, but obviously one of the big companies did. Mm-hmm. Sharon, when you go, like, we're heading down for Christmas, 93, 92.
93, 91.
These are your parents, right, yes, in the Sacramento area?
Yeah, 93, 91. Okay. I mean, they get a,
but my dad had a definite issue this last year, yeah, and was 3 or 4 months at home with prostate issue, you know. But he had the operation, and so they're planning on driving up here this weekend.
They're still living independently in their own home?
Yes, yeah, they are.
Good jokes for you.
Yeah, but okay, I mean, my mom's had to do his medication, et cetera. Yeah.
So when we go down, what are some of the things that people should be looking at? Especially, and we see them all the time. Mm-hmm. But if you see them every 6 months, or maybe you're coming in from a different, you know, going to a different state, to visit them, what should people be looking for?
I think, you know, in a great question. In my experience, there's a couple of real key things. Hygiene mm-hmm. is a real easy one to notice. If mom was always very well put together in clean clothes and, you know,
makeup
hair done,
on all
yeah,
the time.
All of that. Yeah. You see, like a hygiene issue. That's something's going on. The cleanliness of the home. That's a big one. Like you're walking in. If your parents always kept a nice, clean home, and there's trash and past due notices, and the fridge food. Looking at the food in the fridge and making sure they have food. They have healthy, balanced meals ready to go. There's a lot you can just visualize looking at that environment. Also, like we talked about the meds, if there's a lot of medications in the home, asking what their strategy is.
Mm-hmm.
With driving, have your parent drive you at dusk somewhere they're not familiar with. And if you don't feel comfortable in that car, that answers your question.
All
right. Because there's a lot with the driving. And again, we have some great senior driving classes. People can brush up on their driving, but we want people safe behind the wheel, and that's a
right.
big one to chat about, because there's so many options for transportation in Reading. Mm-hmm. My staff can drive, you know, in Sacramento where your parents are. There's lots of options. You can order Ubers for people now. It's great.
Right.
So there's a lot of options to keep people from getting behind the
right.
wheel, especially on these rainy days.
Right.
It's pretty scary out there.
I just want to add that it's something that we didn't say about home helpers, is that all of your staff that come in are bonded.
Correct.
That's and a big mm-hmm. deal. So many people feel like, well, what if I have somebody that comes in and they, you know, take advantage and they don't understand that there is a whole, like, their fingerprints and all their mm-hmm. stuff is, their background has to be clean.
Correct. The state of California started licensing home care about 15 years ago. So when I first opened, there was just a business license. And it's really important that we are licensed so that the seniors and the families have an agency that oversees us to ensure that we are doing things properly. And so, yeah, we carry our home care aid certification. All of the staff does, and the agency is licensed. So they have to have ongoing training annually. We do a drug screens, which is not licensed requirement, but we do it. And then, yeah, the fingerprint check. We check their driving record annually to ensure that they're safe out there. We insure them. I mean, I can't even tell you all the insurances I have, but a lot, you know, but including workers' comp and liability and all of these. So, I mean, again, it's not just that they might steal something. If the caregiver gets hurt providing the services in your home, that's a liability on the family. The state wants their workers' comp money. And if you're paying an employee to come in your home and care for your aging loved one and they hurt their back and they go to, you know, a doc-in-the-box clinic and say, I heard it at work, and they say, oh, where do you work? They give that at name and number, not realizing what they're doing, some of them. Guess what? That's a workers' comp claim. And so we want to protect all of our clients from that. We pay the proper taxes. We insure the people. You know, it's a big picture situation. You're not saving any money going off of Craigslist. There's a lot of liability
there.
Exactly. Yeah.
Well, that's, you know, and that's real important. That was a great thing you brought up, because you'll see people, will help you in home, but you don't know who they are. Mm-hmm. And then you'll get some that, well, maybe off of a group that, like we saw down in Sacramento, that, you know, that they had no idea what they were doing when they were there. Mm-hmm. What do you want me to do? You know, that kind of thing,
right.
as opposed to knowing that, okay, I need to do these things, mm-hmm. look at this, and fix it.
And also you have an agency to call and say, hey, this caregiver is not you know, finding enough to do or following the care plan or clicking with mom, can we get someone else? You know, that happens sometimes. We do a great job of matching caregivers based on their skill and all of that. But sometimes it's just not a match.
Yeah.
You know, someone's too chatty. Someone is not chatty enough. Someone's not bringing enough positive energy. You know, when you're in someone's home, all eyes are on you. And when you're the one having that person in your home, you want to feel comfortable with the conversations and how they're cooking and how they're cleaning and all those things. And we want that kind of symbiotic relationship for our family.
I like that. They're too chatty or not chatty, not chatty enough. No,
yeah.
If I had somebody, you know, that was in there and wanted to talk to me all the time, that wouldn't work out.
No, it's frustrating. Yeah.
It's okay
like
with
the
Linda.
Time that you had a massage or a pedicure or manicure, whatever it was, and that woman talked to you the entire time, and you were like, I don't want to, you know. Remember afterwards, you were like,
I'm here to relax. I really don't want to have to engage.
I don't want to answer your questions. Yeah. I don't want to hear about your life. I don't want to hear about your kids' lives. I just don't want that.
Yeah.
I'm laying here on this table so I can relax. And now I've got to, now I've got to hear about everything that's going on in your family.
And you're held hostage a little bit. Like your
captain. I mean, I can't leave, excuse me. Could you, do this without talking? And then they break your neck or something. But no, but I understand that. But that's one of the things that you make a big point of doing.
Mm-hmm. Matching.
Trying to match. Mm-hmm. We got to take a break here. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, right off of Athens Avenue, across the parking lot from the old Lucky Millers. They were founded in 1960. They've been in that same barbershop since 1967, and I can't say enough about them. I've been going there for 18 years. Never had a bad haircut since the day I walked in there the first time. I make appointments by calling them at 530-244-9478. So it works on my schedule, or I can, you can just drop by. I dropped by one day and actually got in there and got my haircut just by dropping by. It's a great place to hang out and read Car and Track and, just kind of kick back there too. It's not a hair salon, my friends. It's a barbershop and a great barbershop. They have discounts for seniors and veterans, and I heartily recommend them. It's Man's Last Stronghold, Cypress Square Barbershop. We'll be right back with Home Helpers and Sharon Clark.
Turtle Bay's 5th annual Redding Garden of Lights is back for another fun-filled holiday season. Open on select dates from November 22nd through January 5th. Featuring over 10 acres of outdoor illuminated gardens filled with 2 million lights. Don't miss this year's new additions, including new light displays and premium ticket packages. Plus, holiday-themed food, drinks, music, glowing swings, model trains, and much more. Redding Garden of Lights is presented by Mercy Medical Center Redding. Buy tickets now at turtlebay.org.
Hello, Northern California. This is Rollin with the Flag Center. With fire season clearly upon us, we're inviting you to join us in celebrating all police, firefighters, and first responders who keep us safe day and night through thick and thin. We salute you. The Flag Center keeps plenty of thin blue line and thin red line flags in stock. To get yours, stop by the Flag Center at 2124 Hilltop Drive or on the web at theflagcenter.com. Flags, flagpoles, and accessories since 1980.
Winter anxiety or stress got you down? Got a cough that just won't stop? On your second round of antibiotics? Or lost your taste and smell? Experience the ultimate in relaxation and wellness at Capturing the Essence Salt Cave in downtown Reading. We feature our salt cave that feels like the beach, our 10-minute knockout sessions, and our infrared saunas where you can burn 300 to 600 calories. You can breathe easier, clear sinuses, reduce pain, inflammation, and boost your immune system. It's perfect for kids, pregnant moms, and the whole family. And yes, we accept pets. Call us today at 530-338-2094. So if you're looking for the perfect gift, give a gift certificate to Capturing the Essence Salt Cave or visit the gift shop at 1506 Market Street to find health-wise gifts like the Genesis Stone, our salt packs, or the Essence of Renewal that helps to eliminate nerve pain. We're here to help.
Call us at 530-338-2094. That's 530-338-2094. And give the gift of relaxation and wellness.
Let the good times roll New Orleans style at the 2024 New Year's Eve Bash in the Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center. Live music from Cover Me Bad that will leave you dancing in the street. Enjoy a delicious buffet like it's Fat Tuesday with cool swag and drink specials. Tickets start at just $65 plus fees. VIP only $300 for a couple. And includes a one-night stay in our luxurious hotel. For tickets or complete details, visit windriver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
The property insurance crisis in California is starting to affect the business insurance property also. 200 to 300% rate increases in business property rates or not writing business insurance at all are becoming the norm. At Siskiyou Insurance, we have over 100 years' experience in writing business insurance in the North State. We can help. We live here and care about our community and want to make sure that you keep your business with a local agent that knows our town and supports it every day. And we'll get you the best deal we can. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345. Siskiyou Insurance, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
If you're tired of artificial intelligence and dishonest news, tune in to Poke the Hornet's Nest every other Sunday at 8 a.m.
Join Nick Gardner and Doug Janke, two hosts who were educated at School of Hard Knocks. Get a layman's view of local government as well as our take on national and world events.
If you're woke, go back to bed. You won't like us. We believe there's a difference between a man and a woman, and I think you probably know what it is.
Tune in to Poke the Hornet's Nest every other Sunday, 8 a.m. here on KCNR1460.com, 96.5 FM, and 1460 AM.
Welcome back. Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. And Linda ran out. Came in to see Sharon and just ran out again and left the dog. This portion of the show brought to you by Patrick Gorman, attorney at law. If you're not getting treatment for a work injury because of denials, you need to get a hold of Patrick Gorman at 530-262-2168 for a free consultation. Work injuries can be life-changing for you, your family. You're not getting the treatment you should be getting. You want to go back to work. Your employer wants you back at work, but things just aren't working out. That's why you need an expert like Patrick Gorman to help you out. The insurance companies, you know, have attorneys working there. So you need somebody that understands the system, the workers' compensation system, and it's going to fight for you. And Patrick Gorman is a scrapper. He'll do that. A man of integrity and honor, he will address every question and give you everything he has. Give him a call, 530-262-2168 today. And speaking of somebody that gives it all in her business, it's Sharon Clark with Home Helpers, 20-plus years
and
of
still
doing
here.
This. Did you think you'd be doing this for 20 years?
No, I didn't. I don't, you know, there was a time about at the 10-year mark, I was like, maybe I'll sell, you know, things were going really well.
Yeah.
And I thought, you know, maybe I'll sell and do something else. And then of course, then the pandemic came.
Yeah.
And of course, this industry, nobody was going to buy a home care agency in the middle of a pandemic. I mean, there was so much liability and, you know, PPE and everything. Gloves are tripled the cost, all that.
Yeah.
So now though, it's interesting because getting kind of through that, I like kind of fell back in love with it again. Like I think getting yourself out of the policy violation part and all that, like I don't find joy in that. I find joy getting out to see the clients and bringing in new people and helping families. That's really, and I think getting out of some of the roles you don't like to do is the key to staying in.
Okay. Well, I think you're right. You know, the gnomes, you know, the gnomes that are out there. That's what I'm talking about. Okay. It doesn't make sense to anybody, but somebody brought in a bunch of gnomes to give to our show.
Okay.
And Buford went over there yesterday and took a look and grabbed one of the gnomes, said, oh, this is like a chew toy. Well, I got after him and he dropped it. And then he tried to sneak over later and he got one and I got after him. He dropped it. So he's not going after him now, but I just wanted to have David, just kind of keep an eye on him. Make sure he's not over there where I can't see him eating gnomes. Anyway.
But I wanted to tell you, too, on the 20-year thing, I actually had a caregiver who was my second caregiver hired, Janet. I finally forced her into retirement after 20 years. So she retired from the Forest Service. Then she went to like what used to be called Kangaroo Courts, which was a gym here, for 10 years, and then worked for me for 20. And she's in her early 80s now and is doing great and wonderful and is a fabulous gal. And we're still friends, but I finally said, Janet, it's time. And I got her a sash at my 20-year anniversary party. We'd celebrated her 20 years and kind of set her free from the day to day. She's very active in volunteering and doing a zillion other things, but I'm so fortunate.
If you love someone, set them free.
That's right.
What is that?
Yeah. Yep. And I probably have maybe 10 plus caregivers that have been with me 10 years or longer.
Well, that tells you something.
So, yeah, they're great. And I love having
them. Because
it's
not an easy job. Mm-mm. I mean, because a lot of times they're caring for people, they're not going to get any better.
Mm-hmm.
And,
mm-hmm.
you know, they have these relationships with them and all that. So.
And you've got, I always say you have like three bosses because you have the agency giving you direction, you have the client giving you direction, and then the client's family sometimes is saying, can you get dad to do this? So you're trying to balance, you know, all of these people, all of these relationships and make your client happy. And you're right. You have to kind of come in. Like I always say, you know, we can't decide where someone's journey is going to take them. We can just offer grace and compassionate care on their journey. But what they did to harm their body early in their life or any decisions that they made or if they're alienated from family, all of that has already happened. We are just there to provide dignity and respect and care through this last stage. And we come in with a great attitude and provide our services and clock in and clock out and live our lives. And that's the proper healthy boundary of what we can do with families. We're not going to fix everything. You know, and a lot of times there's relationships that are hurt and, you know, issues with people's health and well-being that they wish they had done things different. And we're not there to judge that. We're there to just care for this person and make their, you know, final years of their life the best they can possibly be.
Well, I like on your website, and we're here to help. An urgent situation, something happens, kind of like with what Linda's dad went through. You have a loved one who is in declining health and needs the assistance, or you just need additional support. That you live in town, but you can't, you know, maybe you're working and you can't be there all the time. So you cover it all.
Right. And so like a lot of times, right now, this time of the year, we have a lot of people coming out of the hospital that are needing more care. Why they get back home, they had a fall, they were sick, and then we can scale back. So, you know, when we engage with clients, it's not a contract they can't get out of. We agree on the schedule for now. That schedule can be changed anytime. So I always say, I want to work myself out of a job. I don't mind getting fired when someone feels better and doesn't need us anymore. And the clients laugh at that. I'm like, you probably haven't had an employee to fire for a while, but I don't mind getting fired if we got you back where you were and you don't need us anymore.
And you can take care
That's
of yourself.
That's right. That's our goal. Yeah. If that can happen, we want that to happen.
That's so cool.
Yeah.
Now, you're in home assessment. You do it's a free assessment where you come in, and what happens on
the
assessment?
So we're basically, you know, meeting the family, meeting the client, talking about what prompted their call, making sure that they understand what our services are. We'll do a tour of the home so we can make sure the home is safe. We'll make some suggestions if we have any about what we might do in the home. And, you know, if they want to move forward with services, then we'll fill out some paperwork and talk about a schedule and how the schedule works. But we want to figure out what the skills are needed in that home. You know, sometimes families are like, can you just send a caregiver? Well, I've got great cooks and I've got not so great cooks. I've got seniors that are driving and helping out with things. And then I've got nursing students that can help with a bed bath. So the skill set is vast amongst 65 workers. So we want to dial in exactly what the skill set is needed. And we can do that by seeing the house, by seeing the mobility, by meeting the client. And then we can match appropriately. And we also want to know what the hours are. Maybe they want an overnight shift. And the caregiver, I think, would be great doesn't work overnight. So all those things need to come into play so we're not wasting anyone's time and getting services going. And so from there, then we'll schedule the first visit. Someone from the office always goes out and introduces the caregiver on the first day, tours them through the house, goes over the care. You know, James, my son, is working in my office now.
Yeah, I thought he was going to
come, but things went crazy this morning. So okay. Someone's got to hold down the sail the ship. But he's the one on the phone that talks with the families and sets up those consultations for us to go out. And it's so funny, you know, he's 33. He was 12 when I opened. So it's so funny to hear him on the phone. And families, he does such a great job. And he doesn't lead with, he's my son. But they'll tell me, that James is so great on the phone, you know. And it's really fun because here he was pouring cereal on the edge of my desk when I had my office in my dining room, you know. And now he's, you know, on the phone chatting about, you know, dementia care and, you know, all the ins and outs of what we do. And so it's beautiful that kind of, it's a family business now, which is another reason why it's gotten more fun for me to have
him
there.
That does, because, you know, your son became interested in this and, you know, you saw the need and then, but he's good at it.
He's wonderful. Yeah.
You know, it's different if he came in and he just wasn't good at it.
Well, it's funny, Carl.
That just makes it harder.
Yes. Well, when he was living in Kansas, and talking about moving back, and we talked about him working, and I said, let's do this. Let's have you come in, like, over a few months. I fly you out for a few weeks at a time and learn the job I'm talking about for you and see if you like it.
Mm-hmm.
Because, again, we wanted to be sure, are we going to work okay together? It's not worth our relationship. Does he like what the job is, you know? And so he did. He loved it. He fell in love with it. And you know, a lot of times when clients call, we're giving them other resources, not just what we do. We're talking to them about, you know, Mary Ann Seifert and the placement business. We're talking to them about the hospice agencies. We're talking to them about local transportation companies. So he loves educating families on what's going to happen, that what Medicare is going to cover, what Medicare doesn't cover, what is long-term care insurance. So he's such a wealth of information for people. They're like, oh, my gosh, this is such great information. You know, maybe they're not ready for our services, but we can give them other places they can go right now to get help. So he really enjoys all of those. There's like 20-minute conversations on the phone with people all the time.
Well, you know what? We've known each other since we started the station, and we had our 15th anniversary this last weekend. And you're pumped up again.
Yeah.
You are. Mm-hmm. And, you know, because, I mean, it's always been a quality place. But you do anything and you run into obstacles and all this, you know, it wears you down a bit. But now that you've got your son back in, you know, mm-hmm. into this, I mean, you can just see it in your face.
Thank you. And it's great. You know, we are on call 24 hours a day. And, you know, depending on the different seasons of the business, sometimes it was me on call a lot.
Yeah.
And that is tough.
I do.
I'm finding my balance again.
Great. Yep. That's super. Okay, we're here with Sharon Clark of Home Helpers, 20 years in the business right here in Reading, and we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
At Greg's Pump and Well Service, we believe integrity is the cornerstone of everything we do. This month, we proudly salute our armed forces and first responders, those who embody true service, dedication, and integrity. When you choose us for your pump and well needs, you're choosing a company that shares those same values. Thank you for your service. Let us serve you with pride. 530-282-5395. Call us at 530-282-5395, license 109-0355.
I'm Shannon Phillips with the McConnell Foundation. Happy holidays. During this time, it's important to salute our military personnel, domestically and abroad, who work to keep our country safe. It's during the holidays, that warm, happy feeling of being together with family, that we sometimes take for granted how much we have to be thankful for. So we want to make sure that we let the families and those who serve know that we appreciate their service above self during the holidays.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Are you looking to take your business to the next level? Don't let staffing issues or HR red tape stop you from growing. The most successful businesses are those that have mastered their HR and staffing needs, and they have done it with O2 Employment Services. Finding qualified help is harder and more expensive than ever. HR regulations are getting more and more complex and confusing. For over 20 years, O2 has been providing the foundation successful businesses need to grow, assisting employers with their HR, payroll, workers' comp, benefits, and staffing. Partnering with O2 gives you the expertise you need to manage your business and employees. Outsourcing your HR and staffing is no longer a luxury. It's a necessity for successful businesses, and it is more affordable than you think. Let O2 show you how we can help you reduce your HR complexities, hire the right talent, and get back to growing your business. Call O2 today at 530-223-4674 or visit us online at o2es.com.
Cornerstone Community Bank is proud to partner with KCNR for Operation Holiday Salute. We'd like to express our heartfelt gratitude to veterans and active duty service members for their dedication and sacrifice. Cornerstone Community Bank offers personal and business banking solutions tailored to fit your unique needs. We invite you to experience the warmth of banking with us. Visit one of our four branches in Reading, Anderson, or Red Bluff, or online at bankcornerstone.com. Cornerstone Community Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
Just a little louder. There you go. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio, and here in our last segment of the of today, and we are here with Sharon Clark of Home Helpers. But then Frank Rose walked in, too, and he said, I need to tell people about Home Helpers. So, Frankie, go for it.
Yeah, my sister is in Pennsylvania, in suburban Pennsylvania, Collegeville, and Reading, Pennsylvania. And she was really living by herself and having problems and so forth. And her daughter was trying to help her and all. So I got the idea about getting helpers. So I called local, and local got hold of Philadelphia. And then I talked with Philadelphia, and then Philadelphia contacted me with the local one near Collegeville and Reading, Pennsylvania. And I had them go over and visit my sister to see what she could, what they could do to help her. Well, in the meantime, as they were getting ready to set up to come to see her and work with her, her daughter said, well, she was having too many problems and falling down too much, that she would be probably better off if she went to
assisted living.
Yeah, assisted living. And so I said, wow, I'm sorry that they didn't get a chance to do that. But what I'm getting at is the effort that your organization did trying to get there to help,
sure,
and did
sure.
get to talk to her,
mm-hmm.
and they had to make phone call to phone call to phone call, and they did. And so I called them back and thanked them very much.
Mm-hmm.
So
wonderful.
There, it started here.
Mm-hmm. You know, and that's a great point that we didn't touch on this morning, is that I've helped a lot of people that have loved ones that aren't here in Reading, and I'm happy to give advice. You know, if there's not a lot that changes state to state when it comes to caregiving and agencies, and getting some connection and understanding how Medicare works and what's covered and what is home care. So I'm glad you called us. I'm glad we were able to line something up. And that's, we've done that a few times that we've helped, even if there's not a home helper's office there, I can look up online and make some recommendations too. And I actually have a list of interview questions if you're going to talk to an agency, how to help people outside of Reading know what they're looking for. So I'm happy to do that. Like, let's create a space where people can get help for this, because you don't really know what you don't know when you're dealing with home care and a loved one, especially out of state like that. That's tough, and you want to see people get help.
The big thing is, if you weren't on the air to let people know, I would have never known.
Mm-hmm.
So it's an important thing that you tell people.
Absolutely.
And, you know, mm-hmm. and then say, oh, well, I can do that too. Mm-hmm. Somebody else. I didn't know you could go there to get hold of them, and they could do it back east or in the Midwest or what.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a link, and
Absolutely.
It starts right here.
Mm-hmm. Yep. That's
well,
wonderful.
Thanks a lot, Frank.
Yeah.
Thanks for that. Thanks for that personal recommendation.
Yeah, for sure.
Okay. Appreciate it.
I had to rush over here to do that.
Thank you, Frank.
God bless.
Uh-huh.
God bless, Frank. With this time of the year, and any time you see family for the first time, and or you know maybe 6 months, or in some cases it'll be a year. We talked about it at the beginning of the show. But the big things to look for when you visit.
And you know, I'll say this, Carl, and a lot of my families have said this to me, your loved one can sound really good on the phone.
Oh,
and
yeah.
They will really this generation is a very tough generation, and they don't want to burden their kids, and they won't really share how bad they're doing or how bad dad is doing. And then when you show up for the holidays, and it could be Aunt Sue, you know, any loved one in your family that's aging, you know, you're going to be able to see in real time how they're doing and how is mobility, how is hygiene, how is the home being kept, is it safe, how are bills being paid, how are medications being taken, is there food in the fridge, are things being thrown out, you know, helping your parents get things online so they're not writing checks every month and worrying about banking. You know, there's a lot of, when I say look for these things, it doesn't necessarily mean they need a caregiver, but it could be just your involvement maybe. Maybe it's, you know, mom, let me show you how to do, you know, deliveries from Instacart so you're not trying to get out in this weather and drive and load this. I have so many clients fall in parking lots.
Costco
is like at least 2 or 3 a year.
Uh-huh.
Trying to get through that whole store and all that stuff and get it loaded in the car. You know, that's physically a demanding, I mean, gosh darn it, it's mentally demanding, but it's physically demanding. And, you know, any type of grocery shopping can be physical.
See, I never even thought of that, about getting them set up with something so they could get, you know, groceries delivered. Mm-hmm. It's a horrible day, but yet they need them.
Yep.
So, but that, not only that, but the paying online with bills.
Mm-hmm.
The other thing is they get scammed.
Mm-hmm.
Elderly people get scammed
right.
a lot,
mm-hmm.
and younger people, mm-hmm. but elderly people do. So if you set up like their bills online that they're paid, you know, so they don't have to worry about that, mm-hmm. writing checks and just little things like that that you can do to help your parents.
Yeah.
But there may be that you need somebody to come in once a week to check mm-hmm. on them, make sure everything's fine,
yep.
the house is clean. Hey, mom, I'm going to, I've got somebody that's going to come in every week. I know she's not going to do it to your level. It's going to be tidying, but
mm-hmm.
can do the floors and do the, you know, make
yep.
sure all the
changing
cobwebs
the bedding,
are down. Yeah,
that gets to be very physical. The sheet.
Yeah.
A lot of times people will accept the help more on the light housekeeping
yeah.
and cooking
yeah.
side
yeah.
because a lot of men in this generation didn't really do a lot of cooking.
No.
And a lot of the women cooked for large families, and they really don't want to do a lot of cooking for themselves anymore, for one. So if we can come in and make meals ahead, and healthy meals ahead, and change bedding, and, you know, like you said, take out the trash, mop the floors.
One day a week.
They'll agree
yeah.
to that. We're not even touching
yeah.
them. You know, hey, mom, that's the other reason for this assessment is we also want them to tell us what we're not going to do. You know, when people can have the power and the independence to say, I like doing my laundry. I don't want you to touch it. I like, you know, cooking still. I don't want you to do that. And I'm making a list too of like, what do you not want us doing? Cause we want you doing what you're safe doing. We don't want to come in here just because it's on the list of services we provide. Not everyone needs those provided. And we want that senior, that client to have a say over that. So a lot of times you can get a caregiver into a home just around the light housekeeping because most people are ready to quit cleaning the toilet. You know, it's like, Mom, come on. It's time. You know, you're getting on your hands and knees to do this. We're going to give that task up. They're not going to take your independence yet. Just that one thing, you know.
Yeah, so. Let us clean the bathroom and the showers.
Yes, that's right.
And, you know, and do the heavy vacuuming and that kind of. Okay, it got nothing to do with anything else. You can still, you know, play your mahjong and
that's
all
right.
this stuff.
That's right. Do all your.
You don't even have to talk to them except say hello.
That's you know, right. You know, and out. I always say, you know, save your energy for your enjoyment of life. You know, if you have arthritis, if your mobility is, you know, if you're in pain every day with something, let us do the cleaning. And so you can go play bridge and, you know, enjoy. If you want to do your gardening, let us do the other stuff so you can enjoy and be fulfilled in your day. And that's really the perfect recipe of what we want to do for our clients.
Cool. All right. That's a good way to end up
here.
How do people get a hold of Sharon Clark and Home
Helpers? So you can visit us online at readinghomehelpers.com, or you can call our office at 530-226-8350, and we'll be happy to answer any questions. And again, if you have loved ones that are not in the area, we have a lot of information on services. We're happy to give you some tips wherever you might be, you know, needing the help.
That's super. Okay.
Thanks for having me today, Carl.
Oh, you know what? It's that time when we need to have you on to let people, because people are going to start traveling here and seeing their loved ones, and maybe for the first time in months. Mm-hmm. So it just gives them something to think about, things to look for, and then maybe some resources. Mm-hmm. And if you have questions, and if people are out of state, give Sharon or James a call. Okay. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Carl.
Okay, everybody, have a great day. And, of course, we'll be right back here tomorrow. And God bless America.
KCNR.